ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 11, Text Number 15. Dwari Dwari Granam Cha, Grahanam Cha.
Dwari Dwari Granam Cha.
Dwari Dwari Granam Cha.
Dwari Dwari Granam Cha.
Dadyakshyata Palekshubi. Yadyakshata Palekshubi.
Yadyakshata Palekshubi.
Alankritam Purna Kumbhar.
Alankritam Purna Kumbhar.
Alankritam Purna Kumbhar.
Alankritam Purna Kumbhar.
Balidir Dupadipakai. Balibir Dupadipakai.
Balibir Dupadipakai.
Dwari Dwari Grahanam Cha.
Dwari Dwari Grahanam Cha.
Dadyakshyata Palekshubi.
Dadyakshyata Palekshubi.
Alankritam Purna Kumbha.
Alankritam Purna Kumbha.
Balibir Dupadipakai. Dwari Dwari Grahanam Cha.
Dwari Dwari Grahanam Cha.
Dadyakshyata Palekshubi.
Dadyakshyata Palekshubi.
Alankritam Purna Kumbha.
Alankritam Purna Kumbha.
Balibir Dupadipakai.
Balibir Dupadipakai.
Dwari Dwari Grihanam Cha.
Dwari Dwari Grihanam Cha.
Dadyat Akshata Palekshubhi.
Dadi Akshata Palekshubhi.
Alankritam Purna Kumbhai.
Alankritam Purna Kumbhai.
Bali Bhir Dhupadi Pakai.
Bali Bhir Dhupadi Pakai. Dwari Dwari Grihanam Cha.
Dwari Dwari Grihanam Cha.
Dadi Akshata Palekshubhi.
Dadi Akshata Palekshubhi.
Alankritam Purna Kumbhai.
Alankritam Purna Kumbhai.
Balibhir Dhupadipakai.
Balibhir Dhupadipakai.
Dwari Dwari Grihanam Cha.
Dwari Dwari Grihanam Cha.
Dadya Akshata Palekshubhi.
Alankritam Purna Kumbhai.
Balibhir
Dhupadipakai.
Dwari Dwari.
Dwari Dwari.
The door of each and every house.
The door of each and every house.
Grihanam.
Grihanam.
Of all the residential buildings.
Of all the
residential
buildings.
Cha.
And.
Dadi.
Kurt.
Akshata.
Akshata.
Unbroken.
Unbroken.
Phala.
Phala.
Fruit.
Fruit.
Ikshubi.
Ikshubi.
Sugar cane.
Sugar cane.
Alankritam.
Alankritam.
Decorated.
Decorated.
Purna Kumbhai.
Purna Kumbhai.
Full water park.
Full water pots.
Balibi. Along with articles for worship.
Along with articles for worship.
Dupa.
Dupa.
Incense.
Incense.
Dipakai.
Dipakai.
With lamps and candles.
With lamps and candles.
Translation. In each and every door of the residential houses, auspicious things like curd, unbroken fruits, sugar cane, and full water pots with articles for worship, incense, and candles were all displayed. Please repeat. In each and every door.
In each and every door.
Of the residential houses.
Of the residential houses.
Auspicious things like curd.
Auspicious things like curd.
Unbroken fruits.
Unbroken fruits.
Sugar cane.
Sugar cane.
And full water pots.
And full water pots.
With articles for worship.
With articles for worship.
Incense and candles.
Incense and candles.
Were all displayed.
Were all displayed.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The process of reception according to Vedic rites is not at all dry. The reception was made not simply by decorating the roads and streets as above mentioned, but by worshipping the Lord with requisite ingredients like incense, lamps, flowers, sweets, fruits, and other palatable eatables, according to one's capacity. All were offered to the Lord, and the remnants of the foodstuff were distributed among the gathering citizens. So it was not like a dry reception of these modern days. Each and every house was ready to receive the Lord in a similar way, and thus each and every house on the roads and streets distributed such remnants of food to the citizens, and therefore the festival was successful. Without distribution of food, no function is complete, and that is the way for Vedic culture. Who's going to first? Maybe we should have a Nepali translation.
I think they understand, both of them, what? They understand Thai better than Thai.
Really? Okay. You have to speak up. Give her the microphone. The girls in the kitchen want to hear.
No, she wants to come.
Huh?
We're finished?
Yeah. We're going to come?
Yeah.
Oh my God, are you going to translate for us? So we're hearing about how the citizens of Dwarka received Lord Krishna on his return to Dwarka. So all the citizens of Dwarka are great devotees, they love Krishna very much. And they were expressing their love for Krishna by receiving him in a very nice
manner.
We're hearing how all the houses were decorated. Each and every door of the residential house, everything was, every house celebrated Krishna's return. And they decorated their houses very nicely. They would have lots of fruit and flowers. And mentions also the curd, they would be curd. And then there would be sugar cane. And then water pots which were full with water. And then they would burn incense. And in the evening they would light candles. And most important of all, Prabhupada said, every home, but they would prepare food and they would be distributing the food to people. So Srila Prabhupada said distribution of prasadam is essential in every function. It must be distribution of prasadam. If they don't distribute prasadam, then the ceremony, the function is not complete. Prabhupada would always want to see what prasadam are we distributing. And he would personally taste it to see if it was cooked properly. So Prabhupada was very concerned about all of these things. Sometimes nowadays you've got so many different so-called spiritual societies, and they have functions, but they don't distribute any prasad. Or they have some biscuits that they bought from the supermarket. And they distribute them with their tea and coffee. So people, they've lost so much, they have, nowadays the culture has become very degrading. So, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we're seeing Srimad Bhagavatam doesn't only just talk of philosophy. But it's describing culture, it's describing how we should live our life.
यो चाहिँ अझ के भन्छ हामीले कसरी हाम्रो जिन्दगी बाँच्नुपर्छ भनेर कस्तो जिन्दगी बाँच्नुपर्छ संस्कृतिले सिकाउँछ श्रीमद्भागवतम.
So we get so much information from the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is not only just some philosophy, but it's how we should organize our life. So Prabhupada wanted, you know, all of our temples should be, you know, we should be following all of these teaching, all of these things which are taught here. So receiving guests is very important part of Vedic culture. Nowadays in Kali Yuga, if you go to people, they'll say, why have you come here? Who told you to come here? Because sometimes, you know, I will go to see businessmen, I will go to try to get some support from them, and then when they see me, then they become, oh, why have you come here? Who told you to come here? Become nasty, you know, speak nasty. But actually Vedic culture is, if somebody comes to your home, you should think he is a god. Atithi Devata. Yeah, the guest, you should think the guest is like a god. And Srimad Bhagavatam tells about kings like Maharaj Ranti Dev. He was a king, and how he received people coming to his home. So Maharaj Ranti Dev, with his whole family, they had been fasting for a long time. So then they prepared nice prasadam, they were going to break their fast. But just before they could break their fast, a brahmana came. So immediately they gave half of the food to the brahmana. So after the brahmana had taken his food and gone, then another person came. This person was a sudra. So they gave the remaining food to him. And then when he had gone, then this man came with his dogs, you know, a low class. I mean, he was not a Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. He was Yavana, a low class person, and he came with his dogs, and they were also begging food. So they only had some whatever was crumbs were left and some water, so they took all that. So Maharaj Ranti gave everything away. There was nothing for them to break their fast.
त्यसपछि महाराज रन्जीदेवीले जति थियो जे थियो सबै त्यो सबै अरूलाई दिनुभयो र उहाँहरूको व्रत तोड्न केही पनि बाँकी भएन.
But he was happy. He thought, this is my happiness that I'm able to serve others. And then these people who had come, who had been coming to Rantidev to get food, then they revealed they were actually demigods and they had come to test Rantidev.
त्यसपछि जब यो जो जो मान्छेहरू यहाँ आएर लिएको थियो नि सामानहरू प्रसादनहरू लिएर गएको थियो नि उनीहरू चाहिँ त्यसपछि उनीहरू पछि आएर आफ्नो म वास्तवमा गएर देवता हो भनेर उहाँहरूको वास्तवमा देवताहरू हुनुहुन्छ भनेर उहाँले आफ्नो रूप देखाउनु
सो दिस इज वेरी कल्चर दैट यु नो गेस्ट कम यु नो दैट वी विल वी हैव टु रिसीव देम दे हैव टु फील सो वेलकम.
यो त वेद धर्ममा लेखिएको छ कि त्यही गरेर कोही बाहिरको मान्छे आयो पाहुना आयो भने हामीले उसलाई एकदम राम्ररी भित्र बोलाएर हेर्नुपर्छ विचार गर्नुपर्छ.
Just like at the temple in Bombay at Chaupati, they have this one temple in Mumbai, Chaupati, they have a very, very careful program to receive any guest who comes here. Every guest who comes here, they will receive them.
जस्तै गरेर एउटा मन्दिर छ बम्बईमा होइन मुम्बईमा चौपाली भन्ने मन्दिर छ त्यो मन्दिरमा चाहिँ जो पनि त्यहाँ पाहुना कोही आउँछ त्यो मन्दिरमा उनीहरूले त्यो कुरा एकदम राम्ररी हेर्ने बोलाए घुम्ने भनेर मिलाएर राख्नुभएको छ.
They will take them around and tell them, talk to them, tell them everything, explain everything about the activities.
जो पनि आउँछ उसलाई सबै भित्र लिएर गएर देखाउने र के कामहरू के भइरहेको छ त्यो बुझाउने.
And then they will, of course, give them prasadam. Prabhupada sent a letter to all of the temples all over the world saying that every temple must keep prasadam available for guests. And Prabhupada said, he said, you should have halava, he said, you should have some pakora. You know, Prabhupada said different things, what he would puri, like that, he said different things. He wanted them, he said, should be ready, should be available when people come. Prabhupada said, you cannot say that there is no prasadam. Prabhupada said, Krishna is not a poor man. He said, Krishna will provide for the temple. And every temple must distribute prasadam. So, we see Prabhupada did this from the very beginning of the society when he first went to America. Prabhupada is cooking himself. And he would cook a big feast. And then, you know, he began in New York, then he went to San Francisco. And Prabhupada was never worrying about money. You know, he was just distributing. They would cook so much and they would distribute to so many people.
तर प्रभुपादले खालि के गर्नुहुन्थ्यो ट्याग गर्नु लगाउनुहुन्थ्यो अति धेरै प्रसादम बनाएर त्यसलाई ट्याग गर्नु लगाउनुहुन्थ्यो
सबैलाई. Prabhupada said, where there is no hoarding, there will be no scarcity. Where there is no hoarding, if there is no hoarding, then there will be no scarcity.
Hoarding
means you want to keep everything.
प्रभुपादले के भन्नुहुन्छ कि जुन ठाउँमा पुरा बटुलेर सामान बटुलेर आफूलाई राख्न कोसिस गर्दै नि त्यो ठाउँमा केही पनि कम्ती हुँदैन जसले जति बाँड्यो त्यस्तै त्यति पाउँछ.
सो एक्चुली दिस इज भेरी ट्रु इन एभ्रिथिङ वी डु. We have one man in Hong Kong, he has a business, a good business. And he gives big donations to the temple. And he says, I don't mind to give because I know when I give for Krishna, it will come back more. And he said, I've seen it. He said, I've had the experience. I said, every time when I give donations, it comes back so much more. So we have to have faith in this culture, that this is a proper culture. And we have to show nice example. We have to show this nice example to
people.
I remember one time I was in Africa. I was in Kenya, and we went to visit one town, another town, some distance away from our center. And there was some temple there, and we thought we'll just go and have darshan. And we just walked in. I was with this other brahmachari, and we walked in. And as soon as the brahmin saw us, he was sitting there with his wife, and they were just going to take their meal. And immediately he saw us, immediately said, please come and eat. You know, he didn't expect us, he didn't know anything we were coming, but as soon as he saw us, immediately he said, please come and eat, and he offered us his whole lunch, you know, he gave us meal to us. On last weekend I was in Singapore, and I did a program on last Sunday evening in Singapore for the Bangladesh devotees, the Bengali devotees. They have so much culture. Their culture, you know, they know the culture so well. You know, they receive you so nicely. And then when I was leaving, they were following me. They walked so far with me. You know, I had to tell them, go back. So you know, this culture is there in people when they're from the villages than in the cities. We don't see this culture. Because everyone's come to the city to enjoy. In the cities, everyone is selfish. Yeah, we're all thinking about how I can enjoy. We don't think about anybody else.
आफू राम्रो कसरी हुने भनेर सोध्छौँ, आर्थिकलाई राम्रो बन्ने भनेर कहिले सोच्दैन.
But the Vedic culture is to train us not to be selfish. And part of Vedic culture is receiving guests. Prabhupada told us when he was a child, every day in his home, his father would receive half a dozen guests. Thank you for coming. We'll see you when next time. When? Chandu. Okay, Hari. Thank you. Okay, so this is a very culture. In the cities, people, they don't follow culture so much. They don't follow this kind of culture. But we want to follow it in our temple. Very important for us that we receive guests nicely and, give them a seat. Probably when I joined the movement, they were always telling us how to receive the guests. If you have no food, then at least you can give water. We can give them a seat, a place to sit, put out the mat, give them a cushion, invite them, please sit here, and give a glass of water. And even if there's no water for some reason, at least we can have not give nice words. Welcome them. So this is Vedic culture. Just to receive people, make people feel like they're welcome, that thank you very much for coming here, and like that, appreciating them. And then when we follow this culture, then naturally we will feel satisfied ourselves, and people will also appreciate, and they will want to come again and visit more and more. Okay, and so any questions about it? What do you think? Can we have prasadam available for people? Even you don't have halva or something, but we can have some biscuits, like we had some biscuits. You keep some biscuits, or you keep something, some namkin or something. You can keep that namkin for some guests, unexpected guests coming. We should always have something ready that we can distribute to the guests. That's an important part. And it's also important that that we can receive them. And we were talking also that the front of our temple, actually Atul Krishna's right, the front looks like it's both the front and the back, because we don't have a backyard, you see. So it's the front yard and the backyard there. There's not a lot of space for storing things here, actually. We have to, we have to look around and see what we can do. Maybe make better use of the space. But the entrance is very important. I didn't think so much about it at the time, because it's already done. When I saw it, you were already living here when I came, here. I was away for so long. But anyway, gradually we can try to improve things. Take some time. It's not easy. But gradually we can organize more and more, make some arrangements to keep the, put things away carefully. Keeping the place clean, these kind of things are important. Just keeping it clean. Every day we gotta clean and keep the shoes tidy out there. And the sink is not so bad. It's usually always clean, so there's no problem. There were dirty dishes or anything. Some temples you go, there'll always be so many dirty dishes in the sink and so on. But here we don't have that problem. Anyway, every temple there's always things, you know, to be done, improvements to be made. The important thing is the mood for preaching. You know, even though so many things are wrong, the vastu is wrong, and this is not right, and that's not, but so long as the mood is there to preach, you know, then that's the main thing. You know, that we keep the enthusiasm for preaching and distributing the message of Krishna, and gradually the other things will come together. Okay? Srimad Bhagavatam.